Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a slightly lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.2%. This follows Asian markets generally closing lower, and European markets also lower in early trading. The US 10-year is up 4 basis points, yielding 3.98%. The dollar is softer against the euro and pound, firmer against the yen. Gold, oil, and industrial metals are lower, and cryptocurrencies mostly down. Markets are defensive in early trade for the year. The easiest excuse appears to be overbought conditions and stretched positioning and sentiment indicators. Attention is also on implications of increasing geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Some thoughts are that the markets may have got too aggressive on extent of rate cut pricing at the end of last year. Traders in the UK and Europe have walked back 25 basis points worth of easing on Tuesday, noting that up to 150 basis points worth of easing was priced in for the Eurozone and 125 basis points in the UK. China property developers were under more pressure today, with more bad news that China Fortune land bondholders had received less than one-third of principal due on dollar bonds, coming just a day after private data showed that home sales declined again in December. On the data front, we had Spain December unemployment change coming in lower than expectations, Switzerland December SVME PMI coming in line with consensus, and German December unemployment rate also in line with expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, weekly Redbook chain stores, December ISM manufacturing, November JOLTS, and weekly API crude inventories. In corporate news, Kia Motors traded lower after guiding its FY24 sales. And Atos SE has confirmed discussions with Airbus for the sale of its BDS unit for 1.5 to 1.8 billion euros. Asian equities ended lower across the region on Wednesday as the risk-off sentiment continued. Seoul led the sell-off with a 2.3% decline, while there was also steep losses in Taiwan and Australia. China's gaming stocks rose on Wednesday, outperforming a weak broader market. This came after Reuters broke the story that China had removed the head of the publicity department, which oversees the National Press and Publication Administration and regulates the video game sector. Sources noted the removal was linked to draft rules the NPPA had circulated in end of December that stoked a market rout in Chinese gaming stocks, triggering fears that authorities would relaunch an industry crackdown. And China's cross-border travel has returned to pre-COVID levels during the New Year holiday. The SCMP cited National Immigration Administration data reporting there was a nearly five-fold increase from a year ago in border crossings across mainland China in the New Year period, which were around the same level seen in 2019. European markets have opened mostly down, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading lower. The Institute of Directors has called on the Bank of England to make an early rate cut after its economic confidence index fell sharply in December. The index is at the weakest level since August and close to the 2023 low recorded in June. Some analysts said that the deterioration in confidence was a bit of a surprise given the progress on inflation and heightened expectations on BOE rate cuts for 2024. And tensions in the Middle East may have implications for the inflation outlook and complicate central bank pivot toward rate cuts. The Telegraph highlighted that the disruption to shipping via the Red Sea and the risk of higher oil prices could mean inflation stays higher for longer. Capital Economics said that the BOE is alive to the risk that the surge in oil could mean inflation falls slower than it expects. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.